Vayter in Shas. We are in Sanhedrin Daf Pei. Hey, picking up on the top of the page, second line, Bo Minim Rav Sheshes. So it's going to be a question asked Rav Sheshes about whether or not a son is allowed to be a Shaliach Beis Din in reference to either giving him a wound or in reference to putting him in Cherem. And Rav Sheshes is going to say he is allowed to be. We're going to see this entire Amud is going to be trying to knock out Rav Sheshes. And on Pei Hei Amud Beis on the top, we're going to finally knock out Rav Sheshes and say it's true, that it's not true of Chases, it's not correct, that a son is not allowed to go ahead and be a Shliach Beis Din, except for when he is in, the father would incite somebody to be involved with Avodah Zarah, in which case then we have absolutely no mercy on the person, and even a son's allowed to be involved. That is the entire Amud Aleph. Then we're going to get into Amud Beis with a bunch of Mishnayos. Let's start off. Here we go. Boy, me name Rav Sheshes, Ben Moshe Yaseh, Sheyaseh Shaliach La'avid. Can a Ben be a Shliach for his father? Rashi says, Beis Din La'aviv, Mnischaiv Aviv, Midoya Malkus. If he should get, you know, put in Cherem, or he should get the smackdown. Flogged. Lakoso Ule Kalalo, says the Gemara, right? So can a Ben be a Shliach for the father to give him Malkus or to put him in the Cherem? Amar lo, so Rav Sheshes said back, V'achar mi tiru, is anyone allowed to be a Shliach Beis Din to go do this to anyone? Ella, kvod Shemayim Adif, the honor of Shemayim overrides the issur of hitting or cursing another Jew. Cursing here means putting him in a cherem. So Hanami kvot Shemayim Avdav, so to hear kvot Shemayim is better. And therefore the answer is yes, a son can. Rashi says, V'achami tiru lekalel lakosas chaveru, is anyone allowed to hit or curse or hit their friend? V'lo kol Yisrael husahu alakos chavereyam al kilosim kilofinu medalad misos v'sar erlin samach vav afilachi nasa shlech bezin. Nonetheless, you're allowed to be a shlech bezin. So lakach the So we see the answer says Rav Sheshes is just like no yid is allowed to hit any other yid, or no yid is allowed to curse any other yid. Yet we would see the kavod shemayim of a rise and says you are allowed to share to the sons, allowed to also. In fact, the Gemara on my second is really true. We have a bris. So uma misha metzuva lahakoso. If you have a situation where someone is chayev to hit someone, Rashi says, Braisa, Tanya, Achiv, Mechilta, right? Uma acher shemitzvah, mitzvah lakosa, mako mitzvah, dechsiv yakenu, says Rashi, because it says to hit him, mitzvah shalo lakosa, there's a mitzvah there not to hit him. What does that mean, Rashi says? Meaning, Yosef, my boy, you can't hit him more than 40. Even when someone who's chayev to hit someone, you can't do more than 40, dechsiv, as the pasuk says, velo Yosef. Do not add to what you should be doing over here. Pen Yosef, Benoshe, in a mitzvah lakoso, a feel of a makom mitzvah, alma ein nasa shliach. Lakach ein odin shemusa shalalakoso shalomakom mitzvah. So back, let's read inside the Gemara. Umami shemitzvah lakoso, mitzvah shalalakoso, the misha ein a mitzvah lakoso. Then ein odin shemitzvah shalalakoso, then someone who's not chayev to hit. Is it obvious that he's commanded not to go and to hit him, which goes against Rav Sheshes says? My love, is that we're saying idiv idiv makom mitzvah? Both of these situations are talking about where there's a mitzvah, where the Beis Din is appointed a shliach to do it. Habib no. And the second one's talking about with his, where the shlich is a son of the man who got the sentence in Haba Acher. And the first one's talking about when someone else is doing it. Yet the Braisa seems to be saying nonetheless that even a shliach Beis Din is not allowed to hit their father, which goes against her, if Sheshes says. But the Gemara, lo, that's not what it's talking about. Idi b'idi lo shna b'no lo shna acha. Both of these, we don't are talking about whether it's a son or somebody else. V'lo kashin, still not a question. That Rav Sheshes will be alive and well. Why? Because ishita kan b'makom mitzvah. The first one is talking about where it's a makom mitzvah. The kan shalom makom mitzvah. And the second one is talking about when it's not makom mitzvah. V'halchi ketani, this is what it means to say. Uma b'makom mitzvah shemitzvah lakoso, mitzvah shalom lakoso. In the case where it's a makom mitzvah, there's a mitzvah not hit him too much. Right? Rashi says more than 40. Shalom makom mitzvah lokol shekain. Then when it's not a mitzvah, when it's not a chiyuv to do it, then isn't it clear that it's a mitzvah not to go and take them? So this kavachom is actually spelling out anyone, right? That if the Torah warns a person who's a shliach of Bezin, who's commanded to hit him not to go too much, right, then clearly any person who's usher to hit somebody, then clearly it's warning a regular person who's usher to hit anyone against being over the sister. And therefore, this Kal V'chomer is giving you a warning against hitting anyone, whether you're talking about their father or somebody else. So if Shish is still alive and well. Toshimot's try again. Wait. And Hayotze Leharig. If a person is being taken out to be killed, and his son comes along and he hits him and he curses him. Chayev. Again, curses means he puts him chayev. And what's going to be, he's going to, or just straight up he cursed him. Right. I'm not sure. Bob Benovi Hika Bekilo. Okay. Chayev, the Chayev, sounds going to be Chayev. Ba'ach of Hika Bekilo, someone else does, then Pater, they're going to be Pater. Right? Okay. Says the Gemara. I have Avina Bal Miasma, is Maishna Beno Maishna Acher. What's the difference between a person and somebody else? Right? Why would it be the Maishna Beno, the son of this person, who's going to be punished for hitting him, and another person who's not? We're talking about a case where the Beis and Shlicha Beis are telling this person to go to be killed, and the person's not listening. It's going to be Kasher of Sheshas, right? This Beis is saying that if this Shlich Beisin was the guy's son, he's going to be Chaya for being killed. He'll be killed, even though he was acting as a Shlech Beis, which goes against Rav Sheshes, that you're allowed to go and give him the smackdown. But the Gemara, Rav Sheshes mukila b'shem esarvim alotzes. Rav Sheshes explains to Brisa, when the guy, where the Shlech Beis did not have to insist that this person go out, because he would have done it himself, and therefore the son's going to be killed. Because he hit him and he cursed him, and there was no reason to do it. That's really true. He wasn't resisting arrest. Then Achernami, then someone else also who goes and hits him should be punished. Not with anyone for nothing. So the Gemara says no. Acher gaver ketilahu. Someone other than the son is pater because this condemned man is considered like a dead man. Therefore, there's no punishment for going and hitting him. V'homer Rav Sheshes. In fact, the Gemara, hold on a second. Rav Sheshes said bisho yashen v'meis. If someone embarrassed a person who's sleeping. And then the guy ends up dying in his sleep, right? Ends up dying in his sleep. Saw this way back above a comma. Then the chayev, he's going to be chayev to go and pay the kids for busha. Rashi says, the hum is baishin banav, hainami. You're going to be chayev to go and pay the kids over there. So someone who hits this condemned man and then then dies, should be chayev to pay busha, you know, for the embarrassment. Says Gemara, no, okay. So, hach, my skin, and what are we talking about? Because hiko haka she'en ba shavapruta. Where the wound that you hit, the wound you gave the person wasn't worth a shavapruta. Therefore, there's no chiyav mamun. I, if I'm Rabbi Ami, I'm Rabbi Yochanan, he called, I call Shemba Shavaputa Loke. Someone who does this gets Malkus. How can Rav Sheshes say that the Brice is going to pater a person from getting punished when he does this to this person who's, you know, Chayev? My pater to Gamina, what does it mean? Pater means pater mamon. It means pater from money, because it's not a pruta. But he does get Malkus. So it says Gemara, Mechlal, the Beno Chayev mamon. If that's true, then we're going to be, it's mashma. That the son of this guy is going to be chayev mamon for hitting him. Why should he be chayev mamon if he caused a damage less than a shavah pruta? Ela bedino. We must be talking about a case where must be saying that he's chayev bedino, he's chayev to be killed. Hachanami bedino. So here too, the Braisa says pater, it should mean that he's pater from the din. And therefore, the Gemara's question of Sheshes second shtickle comes back. If the Braisa is talking about a hit whose injury didn't come to a pruta, like Rav Sheshes says, then why are we pattering the one who's hitting from getting malchus? Ella acher must be, when someone else other than the son, you know, hits him, hainu time of the pater. That's the reason he's going to be pater for malchus. Tamakrav and nasi bamcha losar. The pasuk says, and a prince among your people you shall not curse. Pasuk says that a prince among your people you shall not curse, which means Bosamais Amcha. That's a person who behaves like your Am. Rashi says, over Misa Lavo Samais Amcha. Therefore, someone who goes ahead and curses him is going to be putter from any sort of Malkus. Hotenach Kalala. Okay, that explains. By a klala, a person who's condemned, a person who gets a klala, Hakaminalan, what do we know that somebody who gives a smackdown, actually punches him, is going to be pater from such a thing? The Makshina Nakalakala, we have a hekesh of the two. Rashi's Klomer Gaminim Bamemetsinu, we learned it. This is like the pasuk in between the two, but we connect those two. That's true, but no nami, that even his own son, who goes and curses him, he should be puter from getting punished. Why is it they say he's going to be chayev? Gad Amar Rav Pinchas, like Rav Pinchas says, this is way back in Chagiga. Rav Pinchas says, the Rashi points out that we're talking about b'shem, the Rav Pinchas b'shem the Rav b'shem Chagiga b'sof chomer b'kodesh b'shasa tshuva. Talking about the case we did tshuva. B'chanam b'shasa tshuva. Here also we could say right, and therefore we could say also we're talking about the case where this person did tshuva before he goes to be killed over there. And therefore the son is going to get punished for hitting him. Iachiv that's tshuva. Achanam and someone else who hits him should also be chayev for hitting him. So therefore cometh another answer. Rav Mari be'amcha. He says, when it says word ba'amcha, that is b'mekuyam sheba'amcha. Mitzvah that b'mekuyam, people are going to survive. Rashi says, haroi l'skayim, v'lo zesh, enik merdino, this person who's going to be killed. And therefore, the Bryce's second shtickle is giving no punishment for cursing or hitting this condemned man. So, iachiv, if that's really true, then b'nonami, his son also, who goes and hits or curses the father, should be pater for the same reason. So, why is it the Bryce, the first Bryce, what does Bryce's first statement say that he's going to be chayiv? Beep, turn the page. Pehem at base. Midi de havela acher misa. It's just as if he had cursed after his father's death. In which, in the case, when he does such a thing, he's going to be chayiv to be killed. Since a son is punished for cursing his father who actually died, certainly is going to be punished if his father was just on his way to be killed. Says Rashi, the midi de havi lacher misa. Delfinela kaman. We're going to see in the Mishnah somebody curses after his father after the father's dead, he's still going to be chayev. Im tomer, but if you hit the father after his death, he's going to be pater. What's the reason why you're going to be pater? This is no chabura after misa. It's a technical thing. The leka nefesh, the nafka leid la'el, pidal mabez, mi nefesh, v'yotzi laharig. Ika chabura, someone's on his way to be killed. There is chabura. Ella the Sophilomas, because he's still alive, he's just eventually going to die. So says Gemara, okay, pretty much knocked off of Shesha at this stage. He might have a leather going wants to know. But Allah Maisa is the halacha. Can someone be set up as a shliach in order to go ahead and to hit his parent to give Malchus? Or not? Amar Ravuna v'chein tana d'Rav Yishmael lakol if lakol ein haben nasa shlech la'aviv lakos lakol if a son is not allowed to be shlech basin to go to for anything to go to curse or to hit his father chutz mimesis except for a mesis someone is going ahead and causing someone to do over the zara. Then he can be a shliach. Why? Shari Amar Torah, velo sachmo, velo sechase, I love. Because the Torah by that type of person who instigates people to do avodah zarah says, do not be compassionate, do not conceal him, do whatever you can to take care of him, and then obviously to knock that guy out, even if it's the son. Zok, the next halakha mishnah, maki aviv v'imo, someone hits his father or his mother, Chalila, Enu Chayv Atchiasavim. Chabura is not going to be Chayv until he makes a Chabura, he's make a wound. Zeh Chomer B'Makalel, Mibamaka. This is where Makalel, cursing, is worse than Maka. By the way, when we said earlier the idea of, just in the how we started today, the concept of when the question was about Rav Sheshes, about Ben Mao, can he be a Shliach for his father or for his mother? To hit them or to curse them, right? We said cursing them then is in reference to the idea of excommunication, right? Of cherem. What did that mean? They would curse the person who would be excommunicated, right? So that was the question of here about the concept about cursing them. Okay, so back now into this Mishnah again. That's where we find that Zechomer Mekalel Acher Misachayv, even if someone who curses their father after death is going to be Chayev, Vamakal Acher Misapata, but the Maka is not going to be Rashi says the Chabura, like there's no Chabura. Tana Rabbanan, the Mishnah said that you're going to be Chayev for cursing a parent even after they're dead. Tana Rabbanan Aviv Imo Kilel, the Pasuk says that his father and his mother he has cursed, which is extra. Rashi says, Kra Yaserahu, the Hawk, Siv, Resha, the Kra. The beginning of the Pasuk says, Asher Yekalos Aviv Esimo, someone who curses his father and his mother. So why are you ending off the Pasuk by saying, Aviv Imo Kilel? What's the point of that? Says Rashi, it says Gemara, Tarman and Aviv Imo Kilel, L'Achamisa. It's coming to teach that even Achamisa, you're going to be Chayiv. Now, why is it? That the Torah says to tell us that, wouldn't we have thought that anyway? No, Shayachal, hold the Chayiv, Makav Chayiv, Mikal, since the person is Chayiv for hitting it, Chayiv for cursing. Makav is only Chayiv when the person is alive. That's what you have to tell us, not like that. Vodun, furthermore, Kavachomer, we would have made a Kavachomer. Umamakav, when it comes to hitting a parent, the Isra of hitting one, Shasabo, Shaloba, Amcha, Kibba, Amcha. That is, whether the parent is considered still an Amcha, they themselves are Russia or not. Still, we're not allowed to go and hit them. Says Rashi, the Gabe Akol Loksiv Ba'amacha Lam Utishenu Osemes Amacha. Vaitana Savar Lomakshin and Akol Laklalam Epre Hamikra Amafsik Bin Time. We don't go and equate the two because of the pasuk that is supposed to be between them. Back in the Gemara, Lochi of Bolach Misa, you know, less than Nakin Bechayev, someone freeing their parent after Misa, because it says Chabura by it, Mikalel and Mikal Shalosabo. Where the Torah was more makel and it didn't put and equate a parent who is shaloba amcha kiba amcha. Right, there's a punishment only for cursing a amcha parent, but not for cursing a non amcha parent. Then clearly the Torah is gonna. The Nakim Mikhayev for cursing him afterwards. Tamalomer Avimakila Lachemisa. Therefore, to teach us. And even after Misa, there's going to be an Isser to do it. And that's why the Torah had to tell us that. Otherwise, we would have had this Kavachomer there. Ha nichal Rabbi Yonasan. Okay, this all makes sense. Rabbi Yonasan, demiyase lekura aviv imo. Because according to him, this his father's mother, he has cursed his extra. Eli Rabbi Yoshia, but according to Rabbi Yoshia, who says, it's not extra. Michael Meber, what are you going to say now? Where do we find that Rabbi Yoshia says it's not extra? The time runs to Nebraisa. Ish, ish. When the pasuk is talking about this, ki ish ish ashe yikalalas aviv esimo, mosumas aviv imo kila damabo. Right? So on this pasuk over here of ish ish, ma tamalom ish ish, why are you saying a man? The rabbis bas, tumtum ba androgynous, this is coming to include the daughter of a tumtum and androgynous. Pardon, not of a. This is the rabbis bas, a daughter, tumtum, a tumtum, and an androgynous. Tumtum is that. Is a type of person who it's covered over. They don't know if it's a male or female. Jugna says both simanim of male and female. So it's coming to include all these people to be, they're not allowed to do this. Curse their parents. Asher yikalos aviv esimo. It goes on, it says that curse of father and mother are going to be put to death. Ein li ela aviv imo. I only know they're going to be chayev if he curses his father and mother together. Aviv shal imo, imo shal aviv minayin. What happens if he curses his father, but not his mother? and not his father, then what's going to be the day? We saw this earlier in the Sabbath Vav. Tamlomer Aviv Imo Kilel, Aviv Kilel Imo Kilel. Right? The Pasuk says, then it adds on, it says his father and his mother, he is cursed. And it's telling him that he cursed his father separately, or if he cursed his mother separately. Divrei Rabbi Yosha, it's Rabbi Yosha. If you understand Omer Mashma Shteim Ke'echad, when the Pasuk says is din by these two things, it connects it with the Vav. It's implying that both of them together, umash ba'echad ve'echad b'fnei atzmo. It's also implying that this din is one of them by themselves. Ach yifart ha'kasov yachdav, until the pasuk says specifically together. So therefore, his father and his mother is cursed. It's extra kurtarunus of that Rabbi Yoshia. So now back to our question. We said, ha nichal Rabbi Yonasan. This all works according to Rabbi Yonasan because he says the pasuk is extra, therefore it's teaching even after Misa. But according to Rabbi Yosha, where is he going to learn even after Misa? Mina wa 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 lay, curse the dead parent.
Where is he going to get it from? And for the Gemara, Nafkalei mi u'mekalel avivimo mosu mas. We'll learn it out from the pasuk says, cursing this one who curses father or his mother shall be put to death. Another pasuk found, says Rashi, in ve'ela mishpatim. What's Rav Yonasan going to do with that pasuk? Ve'idach, Rashi says, tabafik la'achamisim avivimo kilel. What's he going to do with umekal avivimo mos yumas? Ahumi bai lei larabos bas tumtum androgynous. Because Rav Yonasan, that's needed to include a daughter, a tumtum androgynous, then they're also going to be chayav for cursing their parents. If it's typically me ish, why don't you learn it from ish, like any type of person who does it, learn it from there. And for the Gemara, dibber Torah kolosha b'nei adam. That's just the way people speak, so if you don't, there's nothing too darshan over there. The Mishnah said that there's a curse is more chamor over hitting because the curse is even achal misa. Now the Gemara says, v'listei chomer b'kam b'maka b'mukalo. The Mishnah also teach the chomer of hitting one's parents over cursing them. Shamaka, in a case where someone goes in and hits their parents, asabo shalo ba'amcha ka'amcha. They made a parent that's not ba'amcha like one who's ba'amcha. They're chayev in both cases of hitting the parent. Which is not the case with the Mekalel, where one is not going to be chayav for cursing a parent who's not ba'amcha, who's a Avedanik. This Tana holds that we compare the laws of hitting to those of cursing, and therefore, just like someone is not punished for cursing a parent who's a sinner, so too for hitting them, he's not going to be chayav either. So we see over here that our Mishnah, the Tana of our Mishnah, says you compare the idea of Hakah and Klala, which means that he's arguing with the Tana of the Brisa said earlier that he don't compare the two. Is this another Machlokas? Let's say this Machlokas like other Tanaim, the Tani Chada, we looked in the Brisa, Kusi, when you're dealing with the Kusi, Atamatsuva al Hakah Asa. Those are the ones who converted, but we're not sure if they did it because of the lines that were killing everyone, or they were consistent or not. But the point of the Kusi, Atamatsu Alka, so you are Chayiv on their Haka. In other words, you're not allowed to go ahead and give him the smackdown. Vietamatsuva Kiloso, but, right, you're not allowed him, but you're not Matsuva about giving him a by cursing him. But Tanya Dachan, it says, Yetamatsava, Lol, Kiloso, Lolka, so you're not Chayiv on either one of them. It's not Isra on either one. Savu, the Kuli Alma, Kusim Geri Amasin. Okay, so let's try to work this out. It must be that they hold that, according to everyone, these ones that converted, they were honest, true and honest goodness converts. Says Rashi, mas mitchilos en gerim gemurim hayu. They really did the right thing. There was real gerus. V'achshav yishu. Then they went after derechim and they started going back to their avodah zarah. Yisrael sheino osa maisa amchahu. And so Yisrael not doing maisa amchahu. V'chehichi da'al kilolosom. Potter alakasa nami potter, since you're not chayev when you go and curse him, also you can be potter for that, you're potter for hitting them also. My lab, I'll come if you guys know what they're arguing. The Mar Sovereign Machina Akola Klola, once you makish the two together, and therefore, just like there's no Isser against cursing this type of person, this Kusi, there's no Isser and hitting them. Mar Sovereign Lo Machina Akola Klola, you do not make that heckish over there, and therefore, even though you're allowed to curse, you're not allowed to go and hit them, which is therefore the same as our, this Machlokas and these two Brises. Is the same as our Mishnah and the Bryce we had above. Everything we are low. The Kuli Amma Lo Makshin Hakala Kala. Evan would you not Makish, Klala, and Haka, like the Bryce was saying. And therefore they're going to say it's also to hit any Jew, even a sinner. V'achabal can be this with the Machlokas. Ma'asavik Kusim Gerim Emesain. One says that the Kusim were actually real Emestika Gerim. Umar Savar, and therefore it's also to hit them. Ma'asavik Kusim Gerim say no, they were just converting because of the lines over there killing everyone. And therefore it's not a real Gerus. And they have the status of a guy. And therefore there's no Isser against, even against hitting them. Yachi, if that's really true, according to that one, they're considered Gayim. Haini de Katana Allah. Then what about this, that we said, what about the din that this Brisa taught that says, Vishoro ki Yisrael, his ox is considered like the ox that belongs to a Jew rather than that of a guy. If the Kusi is considered a guy, then his ox is also considered like a guy. Elishmami na behekesha pligi. What is that talking about when he said that their shore is like ours? Rashi says, "Hainu de Tani Allah b'Tamia b'Hach Masnisin de Katani Einu Mitzuva Lo Ala Alkasa V'Lo Al Kilaso Katani V'Shor Ki Yisrael." It says the shore is like Yisrael. Shore Shalanu Shanag Shore of our shore hit their shore. V'Shor Shanag Shalanu or the vice versa. Tam Mishalim Chatzina Zekumur Mishalim Zek Shalim. Vilu dover gechavim tanan shor she yisol shanogel shor shal vegechavim pater shol gechavim shanogel shor she yisol bein tam bein muad mishal mezik shalim. So what are you doing? We're comparing these two over here. Elav rather must come out. Shma mina bekeisha bligi. Rather they're really arguing over this hekesh whether or not you go and compare hitting to cursing like we said originally. Shma mina. Right, that's where we come out that this machlokas between the two brises is a parallel machlokas to the mishnah and the brisa that we saw above. Viter, so let's get back to Mishnah. We saw this in the Mishnah, in the previous Mishnahs and Pidei Alaviz. Hagon even asked me, you saw somebody goes in and kidnaps a yid, enu chayv ad sheyachnisenu lirishus. So he's not chayv to be a chenek unless he takes him into his rishus. Says Rashi, duchsev v'nimsa biyado. V'tanya b'michotah v'nimsa ein mitziah b'chol makom ela b'edim biyado in biyado. Ela be'edim biyado, ein biyado ela b'rishuso. V'cheinu omer, v'hikech is kol arzo miyado. It's got to be in his rishus. Rabbi Yehuda omer, ad shechnisenu l'rishuso v'shtamish bo. You know, you have to bring him to the rishus, and he has to use him. Shenemar v'yis'amer bo u'mecharo. That says that he made use of him, and he sold him. Right, so it's got to be that he does those things in order to be chayev. Got to put him to work, and then sell him. Otherwise, he's not going to be killed. Hagonav is benos. Somebody goes in and kidnaps his own kid. Chmano litzlan. A lot of messed up people out there. Somebody kids his own kids. Rabbi Shmuel benos. Rabbi Yochanan ben Berakhah mechayev. Says he's chayev. Chacham ben Poter and Chacham say he's going to be poter. And the Gemara will explain this. God of Misha Chetzio Ev Chetzio ben Chorin. If somebody goes and kidnaps someone who is hetzi, he's a slave and he's a free man. Rabbi Yehuda Mechayev, Rabbi says, you are going to be Chayev, Chacham Poter, Chacham say, you are Pater. So, we saw in the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda says, you're going to be Chayev unless you actually use the one you kidnapped, but the Tanakhama didn't say anything about that. But Tanakhama lo bai imud, he doesn't need it to be that he's going to be used. Rashi says, Shimush, right, he's going to use him over here. Right, the Basuk seems to be saying that. You do need to have Shimush. Amar Rabba Achabir Rava. Imud pachos mishava pruta ikar benayah. The machlokas between them, between the Tanakhama and Rabbi Yehuda, is if you use them less than a shava pruta. According to the Tanakhama, the one who kidnaps is going to be chayev to be killed, but according to Rabbi Yehuda, he's not going to be chayev. That's what he says. It's got to be used. We've got to be used a shava pruta. But the Tanakhama says even less than a shava pruta. But that's why he's even mentioned it. Boy, Rabbi Yirmiyah, genavu macho yashin. Now, let's say someone kidnapped and sold the victim who is asleep. What's going to be the din? Rashi says, look, come on the first law about you. We're going to explain what the question is. Macha isha le'uber ma. What happens if a kidnapper sold a pregnant woman for her baby? What's going to be the din? Rashi says that we're talking about someone kidnaps a pregnant woman and then sells the rights to the unborn child without selling the woman herself. Is he going to be killed for kidnapping the unborn baby? Yesh derech imud bekach is our normal way of what's called the normal manner of usage. In these cases, or in derech imur bekach, but that's not a normal way. V'tepeklei deleka imur klal. Gemara says that. What do you mean? Learn out that the law is going to pater this kidnapper in these cases because it wasn't usage at all, right? The sleeping victim and the unborn child were never used. All that happened was they were sold. Right? Says lo biyashem lo biuber. No, says Gemara, they were used. Lo tzricha. Yashin de Zogale. Let's say he's asleep and the kidnapper leans on the person who's sleeping, the Samach Alav. He leans on him, so he's being used. Isha de Okma Ba'apizika, or if the pregnant woman and the kidnapper stood her in front of the wind in order to not have to deal with the wind. Rashes V'chol Kamashi Abba Mohel Yose Lagin Mifnei Ruach. The thicker she is, the wider she is, the more it's going to protect. Derech Imer Bekach, Alim Derech Imer Bekach. Right, so now we understand what the question is. If this kid ever used him one of these ways, is this a normal way of usage or not? My, what is the din? Everything where I take you. Good question. I'm going to really answer that. Is that considered real usage or not real usage? Tanu Rabbanan, ki yimatzi ish gonev nefesh me'achav. The pasuk says, if a man is found kidnapping a person of his brethren, ainli ala ish shagonev, I only know over here that a man who kidnaps someone is going to be killed over here, right? Because it says particularly that it's a man, rashi shagonev ish, ishminan. How do you know that if it's a woman, she's going to be chayev? Tamad lomar v'gonev ish. And the pasuk says, another one who kidnaps a man. It doesn't say who it is. Ainli ala ish shagonev bein isha u'bein ish. Now I only know from these two ideas that there's going to be a death penalty on a man who kidnaps either a man or a woman. V'isha shagan v'ish, or a woman who kidnaps a man. Isha shagan v'ish, and what about a woman who kidnaps a woman? Talmud Lomar, umeis haganav ahu, says that the kidnapper shall die mikol makom, which means that any circumstance of their being involved in kidnapping. Rashi says, v'ahu d'arshina lei b'sefri l'me'utei Gonev Eved. Come excludes Gonev Eved. Another bride says, Tanya Dach, Ki Yamasa Ish Gonev Nefesh Me'achav, if a man is found kidnapping a person of his brethren, Echad Gonev is a Ish, Echad Gonev is a Isha. Right? Doesn't matter, man or woman. Vechad Ger, Vechad Eved, Mishchar V'Katan. And whether you kidnap a convert, a freed slave, or a Katan, Chayev, this person is going to be Chayev, because it says Nefesh. Ish Gonev Nefesh Me'achav. So that's including all these type of categories. Ganava v'lamachar, what happened if you kidnapped but he didn't sell them? Machar medayin yeshal b'rishuso, or he sold them, but he's still in his rishus. Pata, and he's going to be pata from being killed. Machar l'avav v'liyachiv, let's say he sold this victim too. The victim's father or brother, or l'echad min akrovim, or to any one of his relatives, the victim's relatives, chayiv is going to be chayiv for doing such a thing. Hagonav is avadim pater, someone who kidnaps avadim is going to be pater. Beep, turn the page. Now, pay vav manav. Tani tani kamed rav sheshes. He's learning from rav sheshes. This above thing that we just learned in front of rav sheshes. Amar lei, he said, ani shona, I learned, Rabbi Shimon Omer, me'echav atshev tzienu me'eshus echav. The pasuk says the kidnapper stole the victim from his brethren, which is telling us he's not going to be chayiv until he removes it from his brethren. And you're going to say he's going to be chayiv if he sells it to his father or brother. It doesn't make any sense. Tani pater, says he switched it to say that he's going to be pater in such a case. My kusha, what was Rabbi Sheshes' problem? That, what exactly... What's the issue here? Dilma ha Rav Shimon ha Rabbanan. Maybe this price of the Tar of Sheshes is saying Rav Shimon, and the other one the Tana said to Rav Sheshes is talking of the Rabbanan. So it's machlokas. It's more lo sakadaita. Achtam Rav Yochanan stam asnisa Remeir. A stam Mishnah is Rabbi Meir. And stam Tosefta Rabbi Nechemia. Stam Sifra Rabbi Yehuda. Stam Sifrei Rabbi Shimon. Vekula Libya Rabbi Kiva. All these are going with Rabbi Kiva. So then the price that's quoted to Rabbi Sheshes, which is in Sifri, is stam, must be going to Rabbi Shimon and not of the Chachamim. And therefore you got to fix it and say Tani Potter. Taka, we're dealing with this case, is going to be Potter. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great day.